we know a good deal about some of the neurotransmitters that are involved, the chemicals in the brain that play a role. We also know something about the physiology, so that having a very low pulse rate, a low response to stress, is associated with increased risk. Some debate as to what the mechanisms are, but it's a well-substantiated finding. And there are, of course, the range of things that go with impulsivity and risk-taking, which are associated, and those also have biochemical correlates. I mean, one needs to talk about as correlates in that there was the sort of old-fashioned notion that, as it were, there was the biology and the biology caused, as it were, the behaviour. But it is much more complicated than that. It's a two-way interplay, and it makes more sense to think about these as two facets of the same thing. What we have is a common variant. So we're not talking about a gene that is pathological in itself. These are common genes, and the other findings from the Dunedin study are of a similar kind. So they've looked at it in relation to antisocial behaviour, in relation to depression, in relation to schizophrenia. And the three key genes are found, one or other of those three gene variants are found in something like 80% of the population. So we all carry these normal variants. And they don't lead to disease in the way that you get with cystic fibrosis or haemophilia, the bleeding disease, which are directly genetic diseases. These are genes of a normal kind where one variant is having an effect on neurochemical pathways that indirectly carry risk. So one needs to think about it not as the gene for antisocial behaviour, it is not the gene for antisocial behaviour, but rather a gene that has neurochemical effects or influences neurochemical functions in ways that carry risk. But probabilistic risk, not deterministic.